Well, this is the Holy Gospel according to our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke chapter 21. And he looked up and saw the rich putting their gifts into the treasury, and he saw a certain poor widow putting in two small copper coins. And he said, "Truly, I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all of them, for they all put out of their surplus into the offering, but she, out of her poverty, put in all that she had to live on." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord. Well, the reading today, this is the Wednesday of Holy Week. So this is one of the events of Wednesday of Holy Week. The one that people mostly think of is that on Wednesday, Judas Iscariot went to the rulers and he offered himself to the scribes and Pharisees. And he offered to betray Jesus for certain whatever they would pay him. And of course, they gave him 30 pieces of silver. That happened on Wednesday. But this little obscure event about the widow giving all that she had, I think is so significant and ministers to me pastorally. And so this is the word I want to share with you. This is, again, Luke 21. Let me read it again. It's a really short word. He looked up and saw the rich putting their gifts into the treasury, and he saw a certain poor widow putting in two small copper coins. He said, "Truly, I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all of them, for they put out of their surplus into the offering, but she, out of her poverty, put in all that she had to live on." This is a great little set of scripture that talks about the measure of surrender. There's a statement that I learned a long time ago, and the statement is this, is that if you give all, you get to take all. Now, the statement isn't if you give all, then you'll get all. The truth is that you and I, again, we were born into the kingdom carrying all that Jesus has. Colossians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10 says, "For all the fullness of deity is embodied in Christ, and we have been, past tense, made complete in Christ." And that "have been" is actually written in the perfect tense, and which is significant because it means that something was totally completed in the past, but has continual present tense results. There's a continual revelation and discovery and experience of what was totally accomplished in the past. And through the finished work of Christ, we were made complete in him, lacking nothing. Everything that pertains to life and godliness, 2 Peter chapter 1 talks about, is already ours in Christ. But we only get to experience all that we have in Christ to the degree that we give all that we are to Christ. It says that the wealthy gave out of their surplus. And so they had a lot left over. But this widow gave everything she had. And so her surrender, her commitment, was not measured by what she gave, but was measured by what she had left. And she had nothing left to give because she gave all. Often, over the years, I've run into believers. Many, many years ago, before I really got set free, discovering who I was in Christ, I felt the same way, that I was so inadequate and I was such a broken soul back then. Because when I came into the kingdom of God, I was suffering from clinical mental illness, clinical anxiety, and clinical depression. And so I was so full of fear and brokenness that I didn't feel like I had much at all to offer Jesus. And so I was kind of ashamed. And though I was trying to walk with him, I just didn't feel like he could do much with me, because I didn't have much to give him. When I started walking with the Lord, I met a lot of Christians who had walked with the Lord for many years since they were a child. They seemed to know a lot more than I did, seemed to have so much more to offer the Lord, and I seemed to have so little. I kind of was part of the bent can division. But the boy who gave his sack lunch, the 5 loaves and 2 fish, literally the language there were like 5 little sardines, and 5 little crackers, and then 2 little sardines. It was just a sack lunch for a boy. And he didn't have much to give, but look what Jesus did with what he had. So it's not about how much you think it is. It's an issue is, do you give your all? Give all, you take all. It's really significant. And so if you say that, if you ask me, you say, "Bishop, so you're talking about dying to self." No, you can check that one off the box. That already happened 2,000 years ago. The old independent self that you were, the fallen personality, the one under the condemnation of sin, and under the control of sin and the dominion of the enemy. That old self was crucified with Christ 2,000 years ago. So when I'm talking about dying to self, we're talking about recognizing the fact that the independent you died on the cross 2,000 years ago, and it's time for you and I to see that, to say yes to that, to believe that. Amen? You're not trying to do something. You're coming to agreement with something that Jesus has already taken care of. Even the surrendered part, in that sense, he took care of on our behalf. All we're having to do is believe it and say yes to it. When we talk about choosing his will, it's really not a choice if we really understand who we are in Christ. The independent self was crucified. I'm now in union with Christ, and now he is my life. I don't no longer have the right to independent choices. Can I make them? Sure. This is a deception from the enemy to cause me to do something that is contrary to my identity. And so when we talk about giving your all so you can take all, what we're really simply saying is seeing that Jesus already took all that you were as an independent self, crucified that person. You're now in union with Christ, and therefore you're in union with his surrendered heart. If he's your life, as scripture says, his faith is your faith. His peace is your peace. His joy is your joy. His strength is your strength. And his surrender to God is your surrender to God. You're in union with his surrendered heart. So just simply see that, believe that, and say yes to that. And in that sense, we give all. Because then we can take all. We can begin to experience the all that we have. Because we said yes to the crucifixion to self that Jesus accomplished on our behalf. He made the decision for us 2,000 years ago when he included us in his finished work that we celebrate this week. All we have to do is see that truth, that I am crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ who lives in me. That's the new creation, a me in whom Christ lives. So let's just, like the widow, you may not feel like you have much, but Jesus knew who you were and knew what your life was going to be like 2,000 years ago. He saw it all. It's called foreknowledge. And he took that person, though a person may be totally weak and inadequate and struggle with issues like I did. He took that person and crucified that person and then yoked the new creation to him. And all he wants us to do is, in light of looking at the 5 loaves and 2 fish that we may feel like we are, that we don't have much to offer. We just only have these 5 loaves and 2 fish, like the widow, the poor widow, out of her poverty, gave all that she had. But Jesus celebrated that. And to understand that who you are, the inadequate mess that you think you are, Jesus took to the cross 2,000 years ago. And now you're in union with the one who's not an inadequate mess, but who carries the adequacy and the resources of heaven. And all we have to do is go yes to that. I can stop looking at my weaknesses, because in my weaknesses, strength is made perfect. I can stop worshiping my weaknesses and allowing those things to identify me. Christ and his adequacy identifies me. All I have to do is understand that transaction that took place 2,000 years ago. This is what true surrender is. And saying yes to it. I'm now in union with the surrendered heart of Jesus. The next time you're tempted to make a choice that you know is outside of God's will, just stop and thank Jesus that you're in union with his surrendered heart to the Father. For it says, for the death that he died to sin once and for all. With the life that he's living to God. Even so, consider yourselves dead to sin and living to God in Christ Jesus. His life before the Father, you're participating in because you're in him. And this widow reminds me today that we just have to say yes, not trying to hold on to part of our lives in terms of self-will, because actually Jesus crucified all that 2,000 years ago. Give all, and then you can take all. And that's the joy of the Christian life. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.